roaming the aisles at Walmart. I'm Rich DeMuro. This is Rich on Tech Daily. Walmart is expanding the use of robots at its stores. It's something we're seeing over and over with a lot of different companies. We saw a robot in action at their Burbank, California store. It's a robot from a company called Bossa Nova Robotics. They're based up in San Francisco, and its job is to roam the store and constantly scan the store shelves to look for out-of-stock items. It's also looking for missing shelf labels and items that are priced incorrectly. And if you look at the robot, it kind of seems like a big floor cleaner with kind of a giant tower coming out of the top, and it's packed with all kinds of cameras and sensors. There's 2D, 3D, and LiDAR, which is similar to what those self-driving cars use. And that's important because this robot works its way around the store all by itself. And yes, when customers are present, that is the main thing. This doesn't happen overnight when everyone leaves the store. This happens as customers are in the store, so it can actually identify what's out of stock in near real time. Here's how it works. It roams the aisles and it takes photos of every shelf and every aisle as it moves along. It takes a lot of pictures and it stitches them all together, but also has these super bright lights on it. So it kind of bathes the store shelves in these bright lights so it can see everything properly. It's kind of weird. It looks like a giant wand going across the shelves. Now, all these pictures become giant panoramic pictures that are terabytes of data that's sent to computers to be analyzed. And the idea here is that basically Walmart can identify which items are out of stock, and then they kind of check, okay, is that item on its way? Do we have more on the top shelf or do we have more in the back? And then they can restock items faster than ever. And they can also get an idea of real-time stock numbers. They also get a real-time idea of how much stock they have. And they can also identify issues with pricing and labels in near real time as well. This all solves several pain points for customers, like how annoying is it when you go to a store and an item you want is out of stock? So more retailers are letting you check stock online before you go into a store or even reserve items online to pick up. So this could really help out with all of that in the future. Right now, the robots are part of a test pilot, but they can scan an entire store in a day, 150,000 items. They do a bunch of aisles in an hour, but they do need to be recharged after a few hours of work. Now, there is the big question, is this replacing humans? That's the question I always get from folks. Walmart, of course, says it's not, but they say it's helping them. Now, usually a human worker has to go through and do all of this manually. It's kind of a repetitive process. They go through the aisles, they have one of those kind of scan guns. They check the stock and they identify the problem areas. But the robot can do all of this much more frequently and it's automatic. So Walmart says this frees up the humans, the associates in their stores to bring the stock to the aisles, put it on the shelves, fix those pricing issues, or put those items back in their place and also help customers. Now, watching the robot do its work was pretty mesmerizing. Folks in the store that I was seeing, you know, they just have regular people in the stores. They were all taking pictures, kind of selfies with the robot, wondering what it's doing. I think Walmart should put some sort of sign somewhere explaining what this robot's doing, because lots of people just think it's cleaning the floors, but it's doing much more. Walmart tested this technology in a few stores in Arkansas, Pennsylvania, and California. Apparently, they liked what the robots were doing enough, so they've expanded to 50 stores now, including the location we saw in Burbank. There's also locations in Lancaster, Palmdale, and Santa Clarita using the robots. That's just in the SoCal area, but there's other states as well. If this works out and Walmart sees big benefits from these robots, this could be a huge rollout. Walmart has over 11,000 stores and they know the competition is heating up. There are so many delivery services out there like Amazon and even Walmart's own in-store pickup, which this could be a big benefit for. Here's the deal. The robots know exactly where everything is in the store, so Walmart could use that information to lead customers right to specific products faster than ever. They also know when they're in stock. Now, keep in mind, humans have been doing this forever. When I worked at Office Depot many years ago, part of our training was to know where every single product in the store was and in what aisle they were in. So when a customer asked, hey, where are the rubber bands? Boom, you could tell them which aisle they were in. So I guess in the future, we're going to be asking robots where things are. I can even see a time in the future when you enter a store, you want an item, and a little tiny robot leads you to the exact product you want. Wouldn't that be crazy? You can see the video of the Walmart robots in action. Just go to my website, richontech.tv. If you like this podcast, please rate and review it in the Apple Podcasts app. That way, more people can discover it. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Rich DeMuro, richontech.tv. I'll talk to you real soon.